Rav Nosson Zal says now, Nimtza, we see therefore, She'ikr bitul malacha b'shabbos mikol halamates malachos hu b'shvil lizkois lahagbir hanefesh al aguf. That the main reason why we refrain on Shabbos from the 39 acts of work is because we want the soul to be the dominant thing. We want the soul to take... We mentioned many times that the soul and the body are like on two opposite ends of a seesaw. When you push the body down, the soul goes up. You subdue the body. You don't allow the body to dominate. The soul becomes the dominating factor. This one goes down, the other one goes up. Lizkois letal oirois, and thereby to be zocher to these 39 lights, letal shel tchia, the dew of tchia sameisim, dainu chaim nitzchim, eternal life, bibichinas, as the pasuk says about Shabbos, toyameho chaim zochu. Those who taste Shabbos are zocher to life, real life, eternal life. Bichinas, as we say also in the tefillah on Shabbos, ve'ein doy melecho moshienu l'schias hameisim. In the Kel Odoin that we sing on Shabbos morning, the last words at the end over there, it says, and there is nobody like you. I'm sorry, not in Kel Odoin, right before Kel Odoin, the last words before Kel Odoin on Shabbos morning, we say, Hashem, there is nobody like you, our salvation, till the dead will be brought back to life. We mentioned Tchias HaMesim, L'Tchias HaMesim, Shemaskirin B'Shabbos. We mentioned this only on Shabbos. Ki Shabbos Me'ein Olam Haba. Because Shabbos is a taste of the world to come. B'chinas Tchias HaMesim, when the dead will be brought back to life. She'oz Yichyu Chaim Nitzchim B'Gufo Nefesh. That's when people will live eternal life with body and soul as one. Shezeu b'china Shabbos kanal. That's Shabbos. V'al kein, k'tzir ho'imer, shu b'china sisalus ha'nefesh al aguf. And therefore, based on all of this, you'll understand why the harvesting of the oimer, the cutting of the barley, which is also an example of elevating the soul over the body. We're taking barley, which is animal food, ki ikr hisalus ha'nefesh, because we learned earlier that one of the main things that brings about an elevation to the soul is the bringing of this sacrifice, the Oimer Soirim. Because through this sacrifice, we take animal and we bring it to human. We elevate it to human. We bring it as a korban in the Beis Hamikdash. We take the barley. Miguf lenefesh. We exit from body and we enter into soul. V'ikar kabbalah satoira maschal idei zedaika. And the whole receiving of the Torah on Mount Sinai begins from this. Begins from the harvesting of the Omer. Shkial al yedei ho'omer soirim. Therefore, al kain k'tzir ho'omer doich Shabbos. And this is why the harvesting of the Omer even overrides Shabbos. K'may shom rabbi seinus al, as the Gemara says, on the pasuk bechorish uvakotzer tishbois, that you will rest on the chorish, from chorish and kotzer, from plowing and harvesting. The Gemara says yotzok tzir hoimer shumitzvah. That's only referring to plowing and harvesting when it's for yourself, for your own physical purposes. But if the harvesting is a harvesting of mitzvah, if it's for the omer, that you don't rest, that you don't abstain from Hashem. Because the cutting of the Omer, which is a mitzvah, that's one of the things that brings about a major elevation to the soul. And this is one of the main things that helps us be zeicher to receive the Torah, through which we're zeicher to eternal life. Shubhinas Taloiris, which is those 39 lights, that do of Tchias HaMesim. V'alkein Koitzren Hoimer Afilu B'Shabbos. And this is why we harvest the Oimer, even on Shabbos. Shubhinas Nefesh. Shabbos is Nefesh. Ki Daiko Al Yidei K'tzira Zu Zoichin Lehisalas HaNefesh Kanal. Because it's through this harvesting of the Oimer That's what elevates the soul. V'zeh shetolso ha-toyro ha-nofa soymer b'ktusha Shabbos. And this is why the Torah attaches the mitzvah of lifting up the Omer to Shabbos. K'may shekosev, as it says, mimochoras ha-Shabbos yinifenu ha-Kohen. On the day after Shabbos, the Kohen will lift up the Omer. The word Shabbos there does not mean the seventh day of the week. It means the first day of Pesach, which is called Shabbos over there. But here again, why? Why did the Torah do that? The Torah is making a point of showing that this mitzvah is related to Shabbos. Just like what Shabbos is all about the soul versus over the body. That's what this mitzvah is also all about. Ki ikar hanofa soimer hu bechina Shabbos, bechina soilam haba. Because this mitzvah of lifting up the oimer is like Shabbos. It's like oilam haba. Shezoichan alidei zeh, alidei sal sanav shaguf, which was zoichan to through this, by elevating the soul over the body. Shebechina sanofa soimer soim, shemenif no yisrael Hashem. This is the concept of the lifting up of the oimer of the barley, where we lift it up to Hashem. Remember we said barley is animal. We're taking the animal and we're saying Hashem Echad over it, by moving it in all the directions, showing that we're being mamlech Hashem with this. And we're transferring from animal to human, from body to soul, from death to life, from secular wisdoms to the holy wisdom of the Torah. Paragraph Zion. V'alkein hanof ha-soymer hu b'yudvav b'nisan. And this is why this mitzvah took place on the 16th of Nisan. Ki Nisan hu roish chadoshim. Nisan is the first of all the months. Ki b'nisan nigalu mimitzrayim. Nisan is the month in which we were taken out of Egypt. V'ikar ha-geula hu geulas ha-nefesh mi-golos ha-tayvish shel ha-guf kanal. And as we learned earlier, the main redemption, whenever we use the term geula, the real geula is, we say it on Friday night in L'chadoidi, korvo el nafshi geula. The geula sanefesh, the geula of the soul. When a Jew's soul is being dominated by the body, by the physical desires of the body, and the soul is zeichet to defeat the body, to overcome all of those desires, that's geula. When the soul frees itself from the shackles of the body, that the body would want to impose on it with its physical materialistic desires. This is also the concept of filling in the deficiency of the moon, the light that's missing from the moon. Because the lack of light from the moon corresponds to the lack of light in the soul. Ki halavono hi bechinas nefesh David ki adua, because the moon corresponds to the soul of David HaMelech, as is known. David HaMelech is Malchus, and the moon is Malchus. Ukishechas v'shalom hu avoinois mizgabrim, and when unfortunately a Jew's sins become dominant, Dahainu is Gabrus Haguf al Nefesh, meaning the body is overtaking the soul. Azaihi Pigimas Halavonu Kiyadua. That corresponds to the defectiveness of the moon. That's the lack of light in the moon. The moon reflects Klal Yisrael. The moon reflects each individual Jew. So when a Jew is lacking in light, the moon is lacking in light. Ukishanefesh Mizgaberes al Haguf. And when the soul defeats the body, zeo bechinas milui alavonot. That's the concept of filling in the light of the moon. Shehalavonot shi bechinas nefesh, shi beshleimus bemilui. The moon, which corresponds to the soul, the moon now is complete and full. Ki pegimas halavonot bechinas choyshech. Because the deficiency of the moon, the lack of light in the moon, is the concept of darkness. When the moon becomes small, it loses light. That's the concept of the body, which is associated with darkness. Whereas when the moon fills in the light that was missing, that's the concept of light. Because then its light becomes complete. וזה בחינס נפש, ובחינס אור כנל. That's the concept of the soul, which is associated with light. ועל כן הוי סגולס מצרים בתסבוב לחודש הראשון. And this is why the Jews went out of Egypt on the 15th of the month, באשלמוסה, כי עוז סיירה באשלמוסה. That's when the moon is full. שהוא בחינס נפש, the נפש, בחינס הסגברוס הנפש של הגוף, אור לחושה. That signifies the body overtaking the soul, the light overtaking the darkness. ועל כן הויסה עיקר גולוסו בלילה. And this is also why the main redemption was, took place at night. דהיינו בליל שימורים, that night that Hashem had waited for and was guarding. כי בוזה הויסה תולוי עיקר הגולה, שזוכו לסכן מי את הירח, עד שהויסו הלילה כיום יוער, כמבור. Because the whole ge'ula was dependent on this, that the Jews were zoche to correct the deficiency in the moon to the point where the night was lit up like day. כמבור as is brought, שהויסו הלילה הויסו מאירה, that night was a time when there was full light outside. שזה בחינס מילוי הלבונה, שזה עיקר הגאולה כנל. That's the concept of filling in the moon, which is the main redemption. ועל כן, קידש החודש הוא מצווה ראשונה שנצטווה ישראל ביציאת ממצרים. And now you'll understand also why the first mitzvah that Hashem gave the Jewish people upon leaving Egypt was קידש לבונה, כי עיקר גאולס מצרים תלויה במצווה זו של קידש החודש. Because the whole concept of the Jews leaving Egypt was dependent on this mitzvah of קידש החודש, שהוא בחינס תיקן הלבונה, which is the concept of the תיקן for the moon, למעלוי סויסה מפיגימוסה על ימצווה קידש החודש, to fill in the light that's lacking from the moon through this mitzvah of קידש החודש. שהוא בחינס הסעלוס הנפש, which represents an elevation for the soul. שזהו עיקר יציאת מצרים. That's what leaving Egypt was all about. Leaving Egypt was all about an elevation for the soul, and filling in the light that's missing from the moon is all about elevation of the soul. We said, the soul goes down, the light of the moon becomes less. The soul goes up, the light of the moon becomes more. ועל כן, and therefore, ביוד וב לחידש הראשון, on the 16th day of this first month, she'oz maschil halavono lehismait, that's when the moon starts shrinking, that's when the light starts becoming less visible from the moon. We don't see the full moon. Ki betesvav lachodesh halavono betachles hamiloi. Because on the 15th of the month, the moon reaches its complete fullness. Ubeyudvav, hu hayoim horishon she'maschil halavono lemait. Whereas on the 16th, that's the first day that the moon starts becoming smaller again. Today is the 16th or 17th? It's either the 16th or 17th of Mar Cheshvan. 16th. Coincidence. And today's, there are a few very important yahrzeits today of different people. Today is the yahrzeit of Rav Shach, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. And today is also the yahrzeit of Reb Shlomo Kalbach, Zechron Evrocho, who was zochet to be makariv thousands of Jews, thousands and thousands of Jews that ended up becoming religious, shomer mitzvos, and families, and some of them living in Me'ah Shorim, that had their start through him. Their neshama should have an aliyah. They should be melitzei toiv for Klal Yisrael. Alkein makriven oz ha'oimer soirim. That's why that's the day when we bring this measure of barley. Shaydeze mesakninu memalinus hanefesh. That's how we correct and fill in the light of the soul, shubichanaz levano, which is like the moon. Kalide ha'oimer soirim machnin aguf umalin mebehem alodom. Because as we learned earlier, through this sacrifice, this oimer of barley, we subdue the body, we elevate the soul. We change from animal to human, from body to soul, from darkness to light. That's the whole concept of the fixing of the moon. This is why we do it specifically on the 16th. Be'es shemascheles lesmait, on the day when the moon is starting to go down, to become less. Because this is the most important thing to elevate from animal to human. That's why we bring this korban, in order to sweeten the din, to go to the source of the din, which is the behema, lack of das, and correct the din over there. And it's for this reason that we bring the korban on that day, the 16th, when the moon is starting to shrink. That means the body, the animal, the darkness is starting to take over. When the light of the moon is starting to diminish, it means the other side is starting to take over. In order to reverse, to sweeten the din of the behema, the darkness, the body. That's the main tikkun for the moon. Nefesh, the moon which is associated with nefesh, when we zeichet a change from animal to human, from darkness to light, from body to soul, that's the main tikkun for the moon. This is the main work of a Jew in this world, to overcome the control of the body and its desires. And even though I'm in a physical body, even though I have all of these physical needs, I'm going to transcend them. I'll show the body who's boss. When I don't want to eat, I don't eat. It's a fast day, tough luck, I ain't going to eat. Or if the body wants other things, the body wants to stay in bed a little longer rather than go to shul, no. I'll show the body who's in charge. We're going to shul right now. It's time to go to shul. Ki hanefesh b'sharosho me'ira ma'oid. Because the soul, from its origin, is something that shines brilliantly. It shines brightly. However, Hashem lowered the soul for this purpose. Hashem lowered it into this physical world, that the soul will be able to overcome, to defeat the body, and convert the body into soul, make the body into soul. She'oz nishlamo v'nismala ha'nefesh b'shleimus b'yeser seis v'yeser ois k'yadua. That's when the soul achieves a whole different league of light than its regular light, as is known. That's when the soul really becomes complete. Person would say, what do you mean? Soul is soul, body is body. The soul is dependent on the body? The answer is definitely yes. Without the body, the soul can get to a certain level. But if the soul succeeds in converting body to soul, then that combination can go a billion times higher. That's a completely different level of shleimus. And we've mentioned this many, many times. This is the concept of Tosfos Shabbos. We know there's 7 days in the week. 6 are weekday, 1 is Shabbos, right? Wrong. For those who really want to keep Shabbos the right way, they're able to take Shabbos and stretch it. They're able to take some of the minutes of Friday and convert them to Shabbos. To take some of Sunday and convert it to Shabbos. And that's Shleimus of Shabbos. That's a full Shabbos. The same thing is with the Jewish nation. The Jewish nation is holy. The other nations are unholy, right? Yes. But the Jewish people are incomplete. Rabbeinu Zal and all the Sifrei Kabbalah bring this many times. That's the Jews on their own are a certain level of shleimus, but it doesn't compare. The reason why Hashem sent us into exile is so that converts would join Klal Yisrael, and that would bring Klal Yisrael to a completely different level of shleimus. And you have many, many examples of this throughout the Torah. We've mentioned many examples of this in different places in Likutei Halachos.